welcome to The On-Call Room,
a Grey's Anatomy podcast.
I'm Abby.
I'm Bree.
And it's a beautiful day to podcast. Welcome back to another edition of Let's Talk About Season 17.
Yeah.
We're back. We're here, and there wasn't an episode. This was like, right? There was a break. Yes.
There was a week break, and then this one came out. And so now we're reviewing it, I guess.
Yes. And okay, so before we talk about it, I just want to read the notes and trivia because okay. I feel like it just sets up the tone for things.
Great.
At least for like some of the facts that I didn't know. So this episode's title originated from the song. First of all, this is episode 14 of season 17, and it aired on May 6th.
Do we know how many episodes are in season 17?
Currently on the Grey's Wiki like page, it shows one for May 20th, May 27th, and June 3rd. Like those all have names.
Oh.
So I think
it's going into June. That's wild.
Yeah, I wonder. I believe June 3rd is the last one.
Okay.
So right before your wedding.
I was going to say right for my wedding. Thank you so much, Grey's Anatomy.
Just cool. In time. Okay, so, and a lot of our listeners, I'm sure, know this, but I still think it's just like for those who don't know, this episode's title originated from the song Look Up Child, originally sung by Lauren Daigle. It was featured on the season 15 episode, I Want a New Drug. This episode scored 4.93 million viewers. After news of her upcoming appearance was shared, Sarah Drew was flooded on social media with questions about which episode would feature her return. She reached out to the producers of the show to ask if she would be allowed to share the air date, which had to be kept a secret before. She was given permission and she shared the date on her Twitter, accompanied by a photo of April from the episode. The song played in the promo is Me in 20 Years by Moses Sumney. Shortly after the episode aired, it was revealed that Jesse Williams was leaving with his last appearance in the following episode. So the one that airs, like the next new episode will be his last one. This marks the first time since Don't Fear the Reaper that Ellen Pompeo does not appear in any capacity. It is only the third time in the history of the series that this happens. The other instance being Who Is He and What Is He to You? Coincidentally, also a Jackson and April-centric episode. Robert Avery reappears after his first appearance in Who Is He and What Is He to You? And in that episode, he mentioned working on his own original coffee blend. In this episode, a news article appears on the big city success it has gathered. So, super interesting to me that like, these were the only three episodes, you know, there's only been three that don't have Ellen in it. And that one of them was that other one when Jackson went to Montana. I just think that's like really interesting.
Yeah, that's wild. I mean, 17 seasons, think about that. All of the episodes that she's made at least an appearance in. That's crazy.
Right. And I was really glad. I didn't think that April would show up on the beach, you know, like, but I was really glad that, like, as much as I think there's a lot of mixed feelings about this episode, I was glad that she showed up in, like, real form. Do you know what I mean? Like, she wasn't,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, not fake.
Yeah, like, I think... I have a lot of different takes on this episode. Like there's parts that I like went into the mode of like, all right, Grey's, it just wants to show me things I want to see. Like, let's not dissect it. Let's just watch it. So I have like some really great feelings, but then I have like, if I start to go too deep below surface level, I have a lot of like issues with it. But I was just glad it was like someone from the past showing up, not on the beach.
Yes. I was also happy to, like the promo made it seem like, oh my God, it's April. And like Jackson hadn't seen April. Like the way they did the promo, it made it seem like he went to April's house. But like, it was nice to know that like, of course they see each other because they have a child. So like, I don't know, because I was really annoyed with the promo. So I was happy that we just jumped in knowing like, oh my God, is it your weekend?
Is it your day? Yeah.
Yeah. So...
I agree with that because which sometimes I feel like I wish Grey's would give little Easter eggs of saying like, oh, I got to go pick Harriet up from April's, you know, like just little things. But, I agree with you that it was dramatic that he was there, but not because it was just because it was the wrong day. Like,
yeah.
So I appreciated that. So again, I went into the episode, I watched it not live, sadly, but I went into it like really trying to be like, okay, this whole season's been kind of dumb. Let's just try to appreciate it. But really, yeah. Like the one part I really loved that was the beginning. It had a great April and Jackson montage.
Which, oh my God, I thought of you. I was like, Abby is going to love this part. Yeah.
I did. I loved it. I feel like, which granted, especially now knowing that it's Jesse Williams is like last or second to last episode, like that I think was not only just because he was seeing April, but also because like it's his last, you know, second to last episode. So yeah, right away, loved that per huge. What maybe do you want to give me like some of your like initial thoughts of just about everything or how do we want to do this?
Okay. I just want to say like, I also didn't watch it live and then a listener messaged me and said that Jackson Avery, that Jesse Williams was leaving the show, but it was like very wild. I feel like that came out in the middle of the episode that dropped. So I don't know how I feel about that. I will say similarly to like the previous week, I was really fucking bored watching this episode. Like, I don't know if it's because like we're doing too many episodes in a row with no surgery or I really love Jackson and April, or I loved them as characters, but like, I'm like, why are we making sandwiches in Montana? Like, what's going on with that? And then I think we'll get into it. We'll get into the ending, but I felt like it was too much of a fucking fan service. I was like, God damn it. Really? They wrote this in. And it sounds like you went into it with like more of a positive attitude than I did.
I tried.
Yeah. But I was just like, are you serious that you wrote out Matthew so they can go to Boston together? And the final thing I will say, and someone else said this to us, is like, Catherine Avery has been running the foundation from Seattle. So why do they have to move to Boston?
Yeah. That part, I mean, it feels like they needed an out for Jesse Williams. And so they made it that. But yeah, I agree. It doesn't make any sense like in the universe of Grey's Anatomy. I feel like the April Jackson stuff was interesting and good, but the stuff with his dad just really felt unnecessary. Like, yes. I would have paired. Okay. So like, you know, the power went out and whatever, there was that storm. Like there should have, I would have loved to seen like the power go out at the hospital and then have to, you know what I mean? Like, and something like that. Or I just like, if this episode had been Jackson and April, but then also shit going on at the hospital, I think I would have been like, wow, that was a great episode. But because it was just those two secluded like situations, I just wasn't. And the dad stuff, like, while I will say, like, acting wise, Jesse Williams' performance and like when his dad, you know, says those things to him and he like breaks down, like, he's a great actor. And I feel like if they're trying to end his show, it's like them trying to close out all these parts of him. But I don't think that he needed to go to his dad to make this decision.
No, I don't think he did at all. In fact, I think it's kind of weird that he did. But I don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't know what Grey's Anatomy is trying to do. But they're really not catching me with the episodes. Like, I agree with you that if it was just Jackson and April and then like a side storyline with like Bailey and some surgery at the hospital, I think it could have been a really good episode, but we've like only seen his dad once. So there's no, like, we don't have any like emotional connection to that. I feel like.
Right. I agree. And like, I just think to have both of those segments without anything at the hospital was too much. Like they could have picked one or the other, you know, and like, and then had hospital things. I have a note that says, I was on board with this until Jackson cut his finger.
Yeah. What the fuck was that about?
I don't know. I was just like, I liked how he was like, oh God. Like, first of all, though, like, it does look really satisfying to use a commercial meat cutter. Like something about the sliding across of that. Like I would like to do that. But it was just like, I don't know. It wasn't Grey's Anatomy, but I think that's why I think I was trying to single out the Jackson April scenes, because I actually think those felt really true to their characters. And I feel like April, unlike, you know, robot Lexi or CGI Lexi or like, Derek at all at the beach, I felt like April felt grounded and felt like really real. I mean, a little bit like over sensualized, sensationalize all of the things about her, but like, it felt like she was there. Like, it felt like she, we hadn't really left her in a sense. Like I really liked the line. I really liked the line when Harriet was sick and she said, COVID makes everything seem so big. And like, I mean, you're kind of not feeling well right now, not COVID, but like, just, you know, it's like everything, it just adds like a level to everything. But,
yes.
I don't know. I don't, well, I just like, it's hard for me to even talk about the stuff with his dad, because it just, while it was emotional, I don't think it was necessary.
I probably couldn't even talk about it because I was so bored. All I remember is they were making sandwiches. Like, that's right. Legitimately all I can remember from it. I will say, like, the April thing, the one thing that kind of bothered me was, like, to have the gall to ask your ex-wife to move across the country with her husband, who, you know, is not with, but like, and be like, the foundation will fund you, whatever. I don't know. That's super fucking ballsy. And for him to be like, well, I'm not leaving without Harriet. And then for her to agree just seems like really wild to me. She, with her to be like, I love my job so much and I'm making a difference here. And then in like a commercial break being like, you do a really good job at the foundation. We're in. I don't know. Like, I feel like that's not April.
Part of me has to feel that that's like not including the part where he offered her to do what she's doing, but be funded by the, you know, the foundation. So she would get to do more, which I don't know what she's doing. So I'm speaking in total vague notions here. Also that, like, maybe since she just went through this breakup, she has nothing holding her there anymore. And like fresh start would feel good. I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure that's why. And we find out that she's not with Matthew, but I don't know, just even Jackson coming in and being like, just assuming her whole family would uproot their lives for him so he can run this foundation. I don't know. I was like, okay, that's a whatever. It just seemed too like pie in the sky writing for me, you know?
Yeah, I can see that. Absolutely. I wish that we had seen throughout these times, like more bits of Jackson being a dad. Mm-hmm. I feel like he was just like, it was really fun to see him with Harriet. I normally like literally don't care for the kids on these shows. Like, I honestly could do without them. I don't think they like add too much to the storyline. But like, I did like seeing him, you know, put on the jazz music and then be like, we're going to be okay. You know, like, I just thought he was really good with her. And that was like fun to see. So like, I would have liked to see more of that. But then again, I also don't want to see more of the children. So I don't know what I'm saying. I also wrote, okay, this is a question. Okay, do you understand Jackson's obsession with nature?
No, I don't. Because he went camping with Maggie, right?
Yeah.
That was like that big thing when he got lost in the fog. And then
he went on his own for a while, remember? He like went backpacking.
Oh, yeah. But I feel like it's also does not fit with Jackson Avery's character at all.
Yeah, like I feel like I'm making something up. So podcast ghosts, yell at me all you want. But I feel like there was like something where he's like in his first season where he's like kind of like Mr. Hoity-toity, you know, because he grew up the way I don't know. I'm like imagining something, but I don't know if I'm thinking of him. I might be writing fiction in my head. But I wrote, I will still never understand Jackson's obsession with nature. Like, I like that he explains it and like, it's a place where he can go and it's quiet and it's whatever. But then I said, why didn't Jackson and Derek fish together? If he likes fishing, that is nature so much. Would have loved to see that.
So true. We never see him outside besides the one camping trip. And then this episode, and he's like super into being outside when literally there were plenty of scenes where people were outside. Was he in? He wasn't in Grey's Anatomy yet when all the guys go camping.
No, because George was still there.
Yeah.
Okay. God, that's such a good episode, though.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I want to watch that again.
I would have liked to see Jackson there. But you know what? He wasn't there.
when Karev and George fight.
Oh yeah. And they have to do a slap fight.
Yeah. And Burke and Derek are, don't they have to, cause they have to protect their hands and they're like betting mm-hmm. on them.
Yeah.
Who wins that fight? George?
Someone ends up like
Joe's boyfriend gets hurt.
Yeah. Like gets his head hit on a rock or something. I don't know.
Oh God.
Should we go back? Should we start over Grey's Anatomy and restart the podcast?
I would rather start over and do the podcast on those than continue forward on the ones that we have coming up.
I know. I just like, to me, and I know this is just a reaction episode, so like we don't have to dive like too deep into it, but it just like, I agree that like the Jackson and April shit could feel like Grey's, but like, where is this whole fucking season? Where has any surgery been or any, I don't know. It's just been a really odd, and I get it. It's an odd year. COVID, they're doing the best they can, but that doesn't mean I'm not allowed to be disappointed or not like it. You know,
let's end this episode with our thoughts on there being one more season that was announced today. We'll end with that. So, okay. So I also have a note. I said, why is it always raining and why do people show up to people's doorstops and say important things? I know it's always raining cause it's Seattle, but like Jackson shows up to Catherine's door, you know, and is like, oh, I'm going to sneeze. Hang on. Oh God.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Blew out the mic. You know what? I love that you could have muted that, but instead
it blew out your AirPod, but not the microphone. Does that make sense? You're hearing me through my AirPods.
Yeah.
Anyways. So like, I feel like people are always in the rain coming to people's doorsteps and being like, oh, I just got to tell you I'm leaving town. Like, I just feel like that's such a thing. And why did he have to go to his mom's that minute? And I guess because he was going to go to April. I don't know what I'm thinking. I wish Jackson could stay on the show and run the foundation. That's what I want to see. I'd love to see him take over Catherine's role and like, what would the foundation do and how would that affect things? Like that is what I would love to watch. I'm sad that he gets this role and then he's gone.
Yeah. I have a couple things to say. Love Chief's robe.
Love both of their robes. Yeah, yes.
All about it. Catherine was like very emotional and like Chief was like, I think like you'll see him again or it's fine. She's just never felt pride like this before.
Yeah, that was cute.
Which was cute, but also part of me was like, wouldn't she be kind of pissed that her job is being taken?
She wants to retire and just make love to Chief.
But does she? Like, I feel like she was kind of like, we've been trying to make change and blah, blah, blah. And he comes in and he gives this like grand speech, which all these things are really, really important. But I'd also kind of be like, don't you think I've been trying to do that for years in this foundation, you son of a bitch? You know, I just feel like Catherine Avery, like, wants the same things. I don't know. And does Jackson just get to choose to run the foundation now? Like
maybe she's been waiting for him to run it, but like he didn't want to. So she continued to have to. There's probably some backstory there we don't know, but yeah.
I don't remember any of that. I hope at some point in the show it had been offered and he wasn't ready yet because I was like, I know it's been like hinted at like someday this will be for you, but like, right. I don't know. It just seems, I don't know. Also, the last thing I will say is I think Jesse Williams made a good call. I think he was like, it is time to bow out of Grey's Anatomy. Write me out.
So. Well, also, so he had taken or was going to be taking a break like early of this past season, but because he was going to be on Broadway, but then everything shut down. So he like, you know, obviously didn't go on Broadway. And so I wonder too, if part of it is like, it's planning on coming back because Broadway. And so like, he'd have to take another break. And so at this point, he's just like, let me just go in a way that they can write an exit for him. That makes sense. You know, I bet you there was a lot of conversation about that Also, like, to be fair, like, I mean, I'd love to see him stay. I'm mostly just sad that there's only now like three remaining cast members from the like original. But he wasn't doing much with his storyline, you know, like they had him in that relationship with the girl on Station 19, but then that like fell through. And just like, I don't know that there was like as much going for him, you know?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I mean,
I would have loved to see him there till the end just because like, I don't want main characters to leave. I hate that.
I know. Do you think of any, I mean, I feel like if Bailey or Chief left, like they'd have to end the show, right?
Yeah. Which, so again, wait, let's just pause on that thought still too. Cause I have a few more things about this episode specifically. No. I just, I have a lot to say about the end. Okay. So again, playing like agreeing with fan service and like trying to really enjoy what the writers did and what they gave me is that, okay, I never thought April and Matthew getting married the way they did made sense.
No.
Like I was like, that's out of left field. Like how convenient that his wife died and, you know, like all of these things. So part of me believes this breakup on their part more than I believed them getting married, especially how, like she said, that he was still angry and hurt. Like I get that. And like, I don't know how you could marry someone that fucking left you at the altar. Mm-hmm. Like there's just a lot. So like, I kind of liked that they explained it in a way that wasn't just like, oh, we broke up, but it was like, actually he never got over that. And like, you know, we made a choice. And April says, life isn't always so tidy. God's plan isn't always easy to understand. And while I feel like we saw the, you know, full transformation of April, like in that shower scene and her like struggle with her faith, I really feel like pleased that she is at a place where like she still believes in God and is religious, but she also understands that God's plan isn't easy and like she might not get it. Cause I feel like the old April, you know, would have tried to like understand God's plan or whatever. And like, would have tried to make sense of it and be like, there's always a reason. What's the reason? And then the, like, I lost my faith, April, you know, just like had no faith in anything. And now I feel like she's in a place where like, she has faith, but she's also okay with the unknown, which I just feel like is not that I needed any closure on her. I felt like her character was like fine when she left, but this feels like, okay, like she's still herself, but also she's gone through a lot, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to be extra positive about this.
No, I think that those are all really good points. And I agree with you. I didn't really think about them getting married before, but I do remember when that happened, I felt similar to you where I was like, this doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. So it is very believable that they did break up. It's just annoying. Like, I think it's very believable that they broke up. It just feels annoying at how it was written. It's like, oh, and now Jackson and April and their daughter are moving across the country together. And I know it doesn't mean they're going to get back together, but it leaves it open. It's kind of like in Gilmore Girls in the reboot when there were like certain like fan things that people like really wanted. And like, it was almost too spot on how they wrote it. And it was like, really, you're going to give us that, you know? So.
Right. Yeah. It's like, it's that weird combination between like, do you want a show to give you what you want? Or do you want to be pissed off at it? I think the happy place is somewhere in the middle where like you're surprised by what happens. It kind of feels like the end seasons of Game of Thrones where they weren't going off the books anymore, where like some of it felt too fucking predictable. Like obviously it was done to like please us, but sometimes that's not why we liked the show to begin with. Like we like Game of Thrones because they kill main characters when you're not expecting it. We like Grey's Anatomy because sometimes shit happens and it's fucking horrible. And like, but it makes sense. And this just felt like a little too like on the nose.
Yeah. Like a little too like, tied up perfectly with the perfect bow and like sent off. It's like, okay, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. I really liked, I'm trying to be deeper than it was. Richard says to Catherine, he says, it's okay being sad. It's hard handing over something you put time into. And I sort of feel that way about Grey's Anatomy.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I am sad that all of these main characters are leaving. I am sad that it is not what I thought it was this season. I am sad that, like, I will be sad when it ultimately ends. Like, I'm ready for it to end, but that doesn't mean, like, and I just think it's hard handing over something you put time into. And that's how I feel about Jackson. Like, are you fucking kidding me? He's been on the show this long. Like, I've followed his arc and now he's going to leave? Rude.
Yeah. No, you're not going to stick it out to the end with the rest of us, you son of a bitch. Fine. Go run that foundation. Go on Broadway. I don't need you.
Right. I didn't know. Did you know that the guy that plays Jackson's dad is Julia Roberts' brother?
I did know that. Yeah.
You did? I didn't know.
Well, that. Like, I knew that through someone telling me, but no.
Also, I liked that Jackson accidentally burnt a nun candle. I just thought that was funny. Or he called it a nun. It wasn't a nun, but he was just like, it's a nun.
Also, she had so many candles. Like, I have a lot of candles, but she had like those big, thick, like pillory candles. I don't know what those are called. And I'm like, those are like $12 a piece at Hobby Lobby. I don't know how you have that many of them in like some weird closet. He's like, where are your candles? And she's like, opens this drawer and she's like, here's all my tapers. I'm like, that's crazy. Your house is a fucking mess, but you have beautiful tapers everywhere. I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
I know. I'm actually running out of candles. So if I lost power, it would be screwed.
See?
For a while.
Yeah. You don't have a drawer of tapers.
Actually, I do have like 8 taper candles actually that are in these cool stands, but I wouldn't want to burn them because they're decorative tapers.
Exactly.
They're not meant to be burnt.
Yeah. No, I know.
Okay. So also announced today was that Grey's Anatomy season 18 is going to happen. So...
Which we've been waiting to hear whether or not they were going to sign on because they had not confirmed yet, which is...
What are your thoughts on it?
I am just so over it. Like, what can we just... You know, some people are saying, like, that they're happy that they don't have to, like, that they get another season or whatever, and COVID isn't the last season. But honestly, I don't know how they're going to turn it around next season. I feel like they have nothing left to do unless they like really bring back like some surgery and some like core themes of Grey's Anatomy. But the thing is too, they also didn't announce that it was the final season. They just announced-
No, but Pompeo's deal is a 1-year deal.
Okay.
It says series led Pompeo, who also is a producer on the show, closed a new 1-year deal first after lengthy negotiations. Wilson and Pickens went down to the wire, but also eventually signed new contracts. I agree. Like, they haven't said that it's the last one yet, but I feel like this is the only time she's ever only signed a 1-year deal. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do we think Joe's going to stay on the show?
Joe?
Yeah.
Like for next season?
Yeah.
I hope so. Can't she do OB things while also being on the show or no?
I don't know. I don't know.
I really hope so. I didn't even think about that.
Also the last thing I will say, and then you can speak on it. It also, like, what are they going to do? They already brought in so many characters this season. Like, I feel like they were really trying to like round some things out, but I will watch it regardless, and I'm open to it being good, you know?
I have to wonder if, okay, so like this year obviously like wasn't planned. Do you know what I mean? Like, they remember they got cut off before they actually wanted to finish the show last year. Like, it.
Because don't you think that DeLuca would have died last year?
Yeah. So, like, so I think that like this season that is happening was obviously put together, not quickly, but kind of, you know what I mean? Like, they had to pivot quickly and make it work. My hope, I am holding on to the hope that Ellen and Chandra and James, you know, needed to be convinced to do one more season. And so my hope is that they have had in their back pocket this whole time an idea for how to finish the show, you know, like real Grey's Anatomy style, and that, like, yes, they gave us all of this fan service this year, which, to be fair, from the beginning, they never said it was because it was the final season. They said it was because they wanted to give fans something good because of how fucked up the world was. So my hope is that, like, they got their shit together and their writing staff. And the only way Ellen would have signed on is if there was a badass, great way to end the show and a story. So I am choosing to manifest that. Like, if next season can be like back to surgery and lots of Meredith being actual Meredith and not like this weird beach Meredith, like I want that. And I want it all to come back and close out and make sense. And
yes,
wouldn't that be, I'm asking for a lot, but if that could happen, then I would be happy for this final one, because if this is how it were to end, I would be like, whatever, it's done. But I would never watch, you know what I mean? I would be so upset.
Yeah. I agree with everything you said. I mean, I'm down for one last ride, you know, but I really want season 18 to be the last season. I just don't think, I don't know. I don't think they can keep like bringing in new characters and it being the same show, you know? So.
Yeah. I don't think so either. At this point, there's just not enough old timey characters. I think, I don't know. I mean, they haven't announced it as the final season yet. I really, really hope they do. Like that, I could get excited about. Do you know what I mean? Like that, I could be like, all right, last season, here we go. Last premiere, last whatever. And just like, take it as that.
Yeah. Do you think they would announce it before they put it out?
Maybe. I would think so. I'm trying to think like what shows, I mean, I'm trying to think like what shows did we know was the final season? Shameless. Like when this, like, yeah, that's another show I watch, and like, you know, Shameless, I'm talking like HBO shows, Game of Thrones, obviously. I mean, like, yeah, like how I
like more viewership and.
Right. I know, like, I'm pretty sure when I watched How I Met Your Mother, you know, which was a longstanding like regular TV show, that I knew it was the final season.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to see any original cast members next season. You know what I mean? I don't need any ghost people. Like, I just want real life, really good storylines, really good patience, and, yep, and just some good fucking storytelling.
And fucking wrap it up. Let's wrap it up.
Yeah. Like, give me some tie backs to Ellis. Give me some like Alzheimer's situations. Give me a
montage episode.
I want a full montage episode.
Thank you.
Yes. And maybe like some more texts from Christina, because I like those. Maybe McWidow and her, since she's going to be conscious, can finally like have some fun, steamy moments.
Maybe we could hear about how Alex is doing.
Yeah, that an update would be nice.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a photo and I see all the candles that you're discussing now from a still from
the episode. Like a gajillion of them. Like,
yeah, there are a gajillion for sure. So, okay, from what you didn't watch it live and I didn't either. So, what I'm trying to understand is, it appears that next week they're going to show the part one and part two bomb episode.
Which I don't really understand why that episode, but I mean, okay, cool.
Yep. And also, ooh, there's a short summary for the next new episode. It says, which who knows how accurate this is. It says, Jackson shares his big news with his colleagues while Karasik and Levi fight to save a pregnant woman's grandfather as she goes into labor. Maggie keeps a watchful eye on Meredith as Bailey and Richard put off telling her about DeLuca.
Oh. Oh, she doesn't know about DeLuca, but she does.
But she does. And then I'm trying to see if there's short things. Oh, that's the only one. There's no other short summaries. So, but yeah, I mean, one of our listeners and friends said that they're going to show the bomb episode so we can remember when Grey's used to be good.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Part of me is like, I will watch that actually, because I like that episode.
And that's the one that I started watching Grey's Anatomy from. So,
the next episode is directed by, not Owen Hunt, by Kevin McKidd.
Oh, so I'm sure it has a lot of helicopter, whatever, you know, the wind. Didn't he direct that one? Yeah.
Okay. Yes. He loves his wind. Mm-hmm. We just have a little more time so that we like give people like a decently long episode. So, can you tell me anything more about your, like what your life is? Do you want to tell the listeners anything?
I have a cold. If you can't tell, listeners.
You really can't. You sound fine.
I don't feel fine. I don't have COVID, but I do have a cold. Cause you know, I think it was just like, did a bunch of wedding stuff. And then I was positive I was going to crash after the wedding and get sick. But my body said, nope, couple weeks before the wedding, we're going to give you a cold, which is really annoying having it in like nice weather.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like super warm out, but you know, when you get like a summer cold and you're like, why is this my life? That's what I feel like right now. So I started watching New Girl. So I, after this, when we're done recording, I'm going to go lay in bed and drink a liquid IV. And
I'm drinking one right now.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to drink another one and I'm going to watch New Girl. So
that's what flavor really, are you drinking?
Passion fruit. I don't love it.
It's gross. No, yeah. I know. I'm drinking my last strawberry one from your bachelorette party.
Mm. See, those ones tasted better. And I have a whole bag of passion fruit. And I was like, wondered at my bachelorette party why those tasted better. Because they're a different flavor. That makes sense.
I was going to say Comcast. Did Costco not have strawberry?
Honestly, I don't know where these came from. I think like my... I think my sister bought them and gave them to me and was like, you should try these. And that's why I still have them, because I tried one and they tasted really bad.
Got it. And your wedding is a few weeks away. And
I feel better.
You will. You have weeks.
That's true. But I have so much shit to do. And I'm like, don't feel like doing it. I'm just going to take this week to rest. And then get back at it this weekend.
There you go. Sometimes you have to rest before you can go all out again. You know, like,
yeah,
you can't just go all out forever.
Yeah, this is what happens. Your wedding season is starting as well.
Starts Saturday. So it's still a smaller wedding, but it's like long hours. So that will feel interesting.
What's the last wedding you did?
January 23rd.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought it was like last summer.
Oh, no. I had lots in the fall this year.
Oh, great. Good.
I'm glad you know my life so well. Oh, my gosh. No. So, I mean, I shot one in January, so it'll be fine. It's just like once I'm in it, it's great. I get in the flow. I get productive. But it's like I've just been so lovingly unproductive for so long that it's really hard to like jump back in. Date felt like it was so far away and I can't believe that it's already here.
Same with, my wedding date. People at work keep being like, you know, couple more weeks. And I'm like, how the fuck did that happen? Seriously, like we were engaged not that long ago and now all of a sudden we're getting married in a couple weeks.
Except you were engaged like a year and a half ago.
Yeah, but where did the time go? It just disappeared. Just evaporated.
That's what fucking time does, dude. Also, I would let everyone know what?
I was just going to say about time. Before we started recording, I was watching The Time Traveler's Wife, the movie. I've seen it a gajillion times, but I needed just something that I didn't have to think about.
And is it with Rachel McAdams?
Yeah. And Eric Bana or whatever his name is. And it's really ridiculous. I've read the book too. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
I think I've seen it only once, but I have read the book. I remember like enjoying it. Why do I keep thinking Nicolas Cage is in it? What's the one he's in that's about time?
Oh, that's The Family Man. Yes. I think you're thinking of. Yeah.
He's time travels, right?
Yeah, that's a good one too. Yeah, he like something like changes where like he ends up being with his like wife instead of like being a businessman. My dad likes that movie. So
I am trash. And so I like Bridgerton, the show I watched, and now I'm reading the books.
Oh, I didn't know they were books.
Oh yeah. It's a whole book series. So I am excited because I love just like easy to read, you know, stuff. And I've read a lot of books lately. I feel like I'm on a roll and I can't stop. So, but now I've, you know, I'm actually like, oh, also Jake and I just rewatched the Hunger Games movies, which are just, I feel like we grew up in such a lovely era where we had, you know, Harry Potter, Hunger Games, Twilight, Divergent,
Lord of the Rings,
Lord of the Rings. Oh yeah, absolutely. Lord of the Rings. I watched Maze Runner and read Maze Runner, which I feel like didn't do as well as the other ones, but still like a great young adult series. Like, do those exist as in the same thing? I feel like not in where there's like an entire fan base, you know?
Probably not.
Also not about books. Like, also, those are all books.
Yeah.
I did watch Lord of the Rings the other day. I want to watch it again with someone who can tell me all about the lore. Yeah, I want to be invested in Lord of the Rings, but I feel like since I didn't have the nostalgia, it's hard for me.
Harry Potter.
That's so sad to me. But like, even the books?
What do you mean, even the books?
Even the books are hard for you?
I would say the books are harder for me than the movies.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
After your wedding, you're going to listen to them, though, just for me.
Yes, I will.
I promise. I can take you to Harry Potter World.
Yeah, I promise. To do it for you.
I promise to take you.
Okay. I mean,
I don't promise to pay for everything.
That's fine, but you have to pay for my ticket.
And a chicken leg?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, right.
And a chicken leg. Cool.
Or what about I'll pay for your entrance into the park and a butterbeer.
Can I have butterbeer?
Why couldn't you? There's no gluten in it.
Oh, I don't know what's in a butterbeer. It says butter beer. Beer. Oh, okay. All right.
Well. It's keto, actually. It's just butter and beer.
Delicious. That sounds great.
Well, beer has gluten, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's why.
But it's not actually alcoholic. So it's not actually beer.
Does it have like wheat in it?
I don't think so. I think it's just like, what's that flavor? Butterscotch soda?
I don't like butterscotch, so.
Is butter beer gluten? I said it's still alive.
Is it still alive?
Is the short answer is yes. Butterbeer is gluten-free and amazing. I highly recommend. This is just from a internet thread, but it says yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll discuss the trip at a later date when I actually finish the books.
Okay, lovely. Listeners, thank you again for tuning in. Again, we're sort of in a weird space until Brie becomes a matron.
A bride.
A bride. And so we are just doing reactions and we will continue to do these for, you know, that we're not going to do one next week on the bomb episode. You can go ahead and listen to our thoughts on that already. And for the one that comes out on June 3rd, we will just have to see. It might come out a little bit late, our reactions. Which is fine because that should be the finale. So it's not like there's going to be an episode after. So just because of, you know, Brie has to, you know, get married.
Yep.
So, yeah. Thank you so much for listening. As always, if you just feel like supporting us, head to our Patreon at www.patreon.com/theoncallroom. There is our Facebook group, which is still active. For $2, you can get entrance into that. And it's really fun during these new episodes airing to just hear what everyone is saying. So feel free to join there and we'll be back in a couple of weeks, but stay safe and enjoy this lovely spring weather, listeners.
Time of death. Is that what it's called? Time of death. Oh, 2017.